Hello and welcome back to the Chaperas Show, where Viv and Neil are exploring this big adventure called life. This is the part where I speak to members of the Mineral Kingdom, and today I am speaking to Orange Calcite, which has the most remarkable capacity to balance emotions. Now, what is interesting about emotions is their capacity to cause actual physical pain in the body. This emotional pain can have all the variations and nuances of physical pain. It can be a stab, it can throb, it can ache, and it comes in waves. This emotional pain can be in the background like a constant upsetting noise, and it can be in the foreground causing an overwhelming sensation that prevents us from functioning. Orange calcite has the capacity to quell this pain. Now, at the Gem Show in Tucson, we got these really lovely honeycomb calcite orange hearts. When they're lying flat, they just look like orange calcite. But when you hold them up to the light, and the light is shining through them, you can see a honeycomb pattern in the stone. And this has been surprising, but these stones have been a bestseller. And at first, I was very surprised, as I say. But then I began to notice what was happening to the people who were acquiring these orange calcite hearts. And they were changing. And they were changing in a very particular way, in a very particular direction. And the direction they were changing in was the direction of becoming the person they wanted to be. It seems that these orange calcite hearts were dispelling whatever painful emotions were being held inside the mind and body, and that these painful emotions that we hold inside us also hold us captive and prevent us from moving forward by causing us fear of more pain. So once you can get that pain to dissipate and the vibrational frequency that you're hanging out in changes, then we're liberated from this pain and fear cycle, and we begin to move forward with our lives. I have to say that orange calcite has been a wonderful friend and teacher to me. It has shown me two energetic dynamics that have been very, very helpful and has answered two questions. And the first question is, what is the emotional system and what does it consist of? So that's like an energy anatomy question. And the second question is, what does emotional pain look like in the etheric tissue, which is an energetic and etheric tissue pathology question that I'm asking. And the first answer is that the emotional system consists of the second chakra, the second layer of the energy field, and the ENS, which is the enteric nervous system, which is a newly identified nervous system that is actually in the gut and is part of our intelligence. So when we say we feel something in our gut or we know something in our gut, we're actually making good sense, because this has become known as the second brain, this area of the body called the enteric nervous system. And I have to admit, the second chakra deserves a whole book to itself, because it is the chakra of our incarnation. And it also includes all of our digestive system and our reproductive systems. Now, here's what's so interesting and fascinating. We are formed as an egg by the second chakra. We are conceived in the second chakra. And we develop after conception at the second chakra. So it's a triple hitter. The second chakra is doing all of this incarnation aspect for us. Additionally, and this is the one that really, really gets me on an energetic level, there are three generations of second chakra involvement. The egg that one day becomes you is formed inside your mother's second chakra when she is a fetus inside the second chakra of her mother. And that would be your grandmother. So that's a three generations of second chakra infusion that are going into our incarnation? That's the one answer. The second answer, my question, what does emotional pain look like in etheric tissue? And the answer is that emotional pain can have various appearances in the etheric tissue, and the three main visuals are clumping in little knots. So just like in muscles where they get a trigger point, you can get like a trigger point inside your etheric tissue, which is your energy field or your aura. There can be a big tangle of old netting that looks like big old fish net, big. It's big. And then there's another way that it can manifest, and that's like glass splinters. Now, I've seen all of these things, and that's why I can give them visual names like this. But of course, that's not what's there. These are analogies that we're talking about. Then at the most recent Tucson Gem Show, so that was this year, we found this new material, and it's orange calcite, and the dealer said it's with marble, and I've kind of checked, and orange calcite and marble can occur together. So I'm thinking it is orange calcite with marble. But what's so interesting about it is this material has these swirly, wavy black lines on it. And the moment that I saw these lines, they reminded me of something, but I couldn't quite remember what. You know that feeling when it's on the tip of your tongue and it kind of worries at you. And then when I was experimenting with the stones to see what they do, and I'm talking about these orange calcite coated with the marble, I recognize the swirly black lines, and they look exactly like the imprints that I see emanating from people's energy fields when I do the work of releasing and pulling up imprints so I can delete them if they are getting in the way. And the orange calcite got very excited when I recognized these graphs. I call them graphs because they look like graphs to me. And it's when one of the ways that I get telepathic information is in these swirly lines that look like, you know, I don't know what they look like, but I'm able to translate them into actual words. And the orange calcite got very excited when I recognized these graphs and said, yes, exactly. Humans need to realize that they are taught how to behave emotionally. They're imprinted with emotional reactions to life. And they shouldn't take their emotions quite so seriously because they aren't necessarily genuine. They're more likely learned reactions. And that was fascinating to me because one of the things that my spirit guides have been saying to me a lot in the last few years is I'm being too emotionally serious. And this gave me another angle on understanding why not to take my emotion as seriously as I would like to. I take my emotions in a very emotional way. Anyway, the material continued. The other point about emotions is that humans need to stop thinking of emotions as a nuisance. They are actually guideposts and signposts letting us know about safety and other very important dynamics. So finally, this extraordinary material said, when making decisions, you do not want your emotional body in the driver's seat. You ideally want your spiritual self in the driver's seat. And the material said, when you are processing your emotions, meditate upon their spiritual layer. As the human layer of processing, you will experience your human emotional reactions. But when you process at the spiritual layer, you will experience your spiritual reactions. And these will be completely different reactions. It's no use trying to anticipate this complete difference because you are going after something you don't already know. Do the meditation or contemplation and see what happens. Thank you, Orange Calcite, for this clear direction and this clear process. You have been listening to The Chaperas Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life on the second Friday of every month, here at healthylife.net. Thank you for joining us.